There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty live radio, 1-866-233-0747, 1-866-233-0747. Folks, did you know that the Zimbabweans, you know where Cecil was killed? Did you know that the Zimbabweans? A good portion of them didn't even know who Cecil was, but over here in America, because it works for the state-controlled narrative, we got to make a big ado out of it because we want to go ahead and divert all attention off Barack Hussein Obama in Iran, giving power to America's sworn enemies once again. But I know that the American people haven't caught up to this for a good portion of you. I know that. I get it. But when are you going to wake up? After the fact? You know, I like when people say, well, you know what, Bradley, people are slowly waking up. Really? They're slowly waking up. You know, I want you to understand that Scripture tells us that while men slept, the enemy sowed tares. Just as long as you get up, you know. Slowly waking up. You see, the fact of the matter is everybody wakes up after the fact in this country. And a lot of us, we haven't experienced this yet, but again, going back and looking at history, that's exactly what it tells us. And I go back to that band back in the 80s. I won't even say their names, but I was a 90s 2000 rocker. There was a band that came out and sang a song, "You don't know what you got until it's gone." Folks, doesn't it suck when your electricity goes out? Your phones don't work. You run out of gas. You don't have any money. Your air conditioner goes down. The little things, you know, the little things. We don't know what we've got until it's gone. Can I get you to another thought? Folks, I do think on several levels, just so you know. Charles Spurgeon, the great prince of preachers, was said to have thought on seven levels. That's incredible. That's the mind of Christ. But in saying that, I got to tell you this, and I don't know why this is coming through, but the other day when I was having lunch with my little boys, you know how we get down on the obstacles that we have in life, which are only opportunities if we look at them that way. I always get back to that, and I thank God for it, and I thank the Spirit of Christ for bringing me back to that always. You know, we were sitting in a restaurant, ordering some food, and all of a sudden I looked up on the screen. It's a little side note to what we're talking about right now. And I looked up on the screen, and there was Special Olympics. And as I was looking up at the screen, I noticed a little boy, little black boy, beautiful kid. I took him off his chair. And his legs were crippled, both of them, neither one of them worked. And it was Special Olympics. And I noticed all the other kids, they were special kids. They really are. And I seen him take this little black kid, who neither one of his feet worked. And I seen him go up to the starting line with his hands. And he pulled his legs behind him. And that little man was so big inside that he ran with his hands, dragging his feet behind him, up against special kids that had their legs. And that little dude, he just ran. And he crossed the finish line right behind the last runner. And I thought about my circumstance, and I thought, you know what? Shut your complaining mouth about anything. Oh, my food might not be right. You know, this isn't done the way I asked it. Why is it taking so long to get my food? You know how we are in America. When I looked at that little boy, it shut me up. And it put me in a position of saying, bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all this. Oh, that's one of those little guys. I wish I could just go up to him, shake his little hand and say, you are awesome. Because that little boy knew within inside himself that it doesn't matter how big the dog is in the fight. He knew it's how big is the fight in the dog. And it reproved me. And it set me right to be thankful no matter what comes my way. And I looked at all my faculties, my hands, my arms, my legs, my eyes, my ears, my health. Everything was there. And I, to be honest with you, I wasn't in any particular mode about complaining about anything other than the fact that I'm always trying to break out of where I'm at. Because this was in me. God is in me. Greater is He that is in me than he that is in the world. And I want all that's been promised to me in this life. You know what I did if I would have had the opportunity to get off my chair and walk through that screen and grab that little boy? I'd have picked him up. And I would have loved on him. And I would have told him, thank you. You little man of God. And I put my hands on him and I just said, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power, who went about doing good in healing all that were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. Lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. And to see that little man with his feet strengthened the way that I just read in the book of Acts yesterday, because he's the same yesterday, today, and forever, to see him actually stand up and run the race. But you know what, friends? He was running the race. And that little crippled boy set me straight really quick. And I knew right then and there was absolutely nothing to complain about, but everything in the world to be thankful for. I just wanted to share that with you. Thank you for listening. I appreciate that very much. That one really got me, though. That one got me. Folks, what we're going to do is we're going to come right back, and we're going to talk about reprobate children in America. Let's talk about the ungrateful. And let's get back to what really matters here in this country. Let's set our children in the womb free from fear of being slaughtered by the hands of criminals in this country by standing up and executing the laws against their crimes. We're going to come back and finish this up. America's reprobate children, Cecil-loving youth.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together. Are you tired of hearing nothing but gloom and doom from the mainstream media? It's time to turn the dial and start learning the truth of who you are so you know where you're going. That's why we at the Sons of Liberty are proud to introduce our new media outlet, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Every day, we're posting articles written by contributors from coast to coast who are actually in the fight in this culture war, bringing you the news and history the mainstream media does not want you to hear. sonsoflibertymedia.com. Get the news with resolve.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your healthy start pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM at sonsoflibertyteam.com.
In the U.S. alone, a home invasion occurs every 13 seconds. On top of that, the average response time for 911 is over 15 minutes. That just won't cut it. Don't allow yourself or the important people in your life to be victims. When seconds matter, don't be caught stumbling for your firearm. Get the protection you deserve. Get yourself a hidden holster from HiddenHolster.com. It's the original hidden holster. The hidden holster is quick, easy, and convenient. It's versatile enough for the home, workplace, or virtually anywhere else you might need it. Have peace of mind with your firearm close by at all times. Go to HiddenHolster.com. That's HiddenHolster.com. If you own a firearm, you need a hidden holster. Your protection matters, and self-defense is the best defense. Go to HiddenHolster.com. That's HiddenHolster.com. The original hidden holster.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Last segment, we're putting into focus and perspective as to the things that matter in life and, folks, the things that we should be thankful for. And I kind of got caught up in a moment concerning a little boy that didn't have his legs, but he understood how to overcome. And many of us in this country complain about where we're at in this. Hey, folks, and rightfully so. If we're complaining about the right things, we're all in this together, you know? I mean, that's the right place. It's where we should be. We should be complaining. We should be protesting the evil in this world. We're called to be the light of the world that reproves darkness, Ephesians 5, right? Well, we're on the right track. That's prudence. We're doing the right thing. But if we're complaining about what we tolerate, then we're a part of the problem. And we've been talking about America's reprobate, Cecil-loving youth. America's reprobate children. Jesus said wisdom is justified by her children. And we brought up Scripture in Romans 1:21 through 25. And then what we need to talk about is the fact that, once again, not name-calling, Vladimir Lenin, Russian revolutionary, rightly said they needed useful idiots to implement totalitarian government by using some folks called socialists. And we need to go back to the protesters that said, I am Cecil, because they're useful idiots that are being used to make way for the criminalization of those who pick flowers in state parks or those who may tamper with eggs of eagles or even kill a whale. And this goes across the board. It doesn't just apply to eagles. Folks, these people are getting sick, and it's getting weirder. And it's getting weirder, and it's getting weirder. Did you know that it's illegal to pick flowers in the state of Minnesota? Matter of fact, I think after the radio show today, me and my wife and kids are going to go to some state park that we paid for with our tax dollars and go pick a bunch of flowers, make a couple bouquets. But Minnesota Statute 2003, Table of Chapters, Table of Contents for Chapter 88.85.20, Subdivision 1, Violation of Rules, any person who, within the park, limits of any state park, state monument, state recreation area, state wayside, or area of state land. I didn't know the state owned land. Hmm. Those are the questions that we need to ask that they don't want to be asked because they don't own land. Since when does the state own land? Huh. Shall willfully cut, injure, or destroy any live tree, shrub, timber, evergreen, or ornamental plant of any kind, or shall within or willfully remove, destroy, deface, or mutilate any guideboard, guidepost, furniture, fixture, so on and so forth, folks. But let's go back to shrubs, trees, evergreen, timber, ornamental plants of any kind. It shall be guilty of a misdemeanor. They've made it a crime. Now, I understand vandalism, friends. I totally get that. But that's not what we're talking about here. This is incrementally Hegelian dialectic. Let's go two steps forward. And then once they push back, at least we still got our foot in the door. Because we always name policies or projects what it has nothing to do with. That's what they do. You know, it's kind of like the Patriot Act. It's the most unpatriotic thing there is. It's unconstitutional. And like Obamacare, you know, Affordable Care Act. No, folks, it's unaffordable. You see what I'm saying here? But again, going back and putting into perspective what really matters, it's illegal to pick flowers in the state of Minnesota. It's illegal to kill whales. Title I. You know, the Bible does say, I want you to understand this, in all fairness to God's word and truth, that the Bible tells us that we're to be kind to our beasts. Now, I don't agree with someone going around smacking their dog, shooting at innocent animals. That's you know what? If hunting is hunting, let the hunters do what the hunters want to do. They can do that. But I just don't see any need to go ahead and wipe out innocent animals. I just don't. I've never been a part of that. I don't like it. But if we have a need for it, and it's there because God put it there that we might live because of it. You know, let me contrast that with this. You know that over in India, did you know that they're afraid to eat cattle? And they're starving to death over in those countries, by the way. And they're afraid to eat the cattle because of reincarnation. They believe they might be eating their uncle, their aunt, their grandpa, their grandmother, their mom. That's how sick people can get. They're starving to death because they won't kill and eat what God has provided for them, regardless if it's fish or cattle. I mean, I know people in real life here, friends. One guy that I know, he won't eat animals because what it takes to actually take that animal out to feed his physical body. So now he's a vegetarian. I say this, you know, just like I said earlier. Join us in boycotting Kentucky Fried Chicken for its cruelty to chickens. You know that on that particular statement, it was actually Richard Pryor that was up on that billboard. And you know that brother from another mother's eating barbecue. And if he isn't, which I know he was, and you know that brother from another mother loves chicken, just like the rest of us love chicken, right? He wants to protest Kentucky Fried Chicken for its cruelty to chickens? Then bring those chickens over to my house. God created those chickens to nourish our physical bodies. Are you tracking? I hope you are. I want to make one more point. It's illegal to pick flowers. It's illegal to tamper with eagle eggs. Organizations want you to boycott Kentucky Fried Chicken for its cruelty to chicken. It's illegal to kill whales. You kill a whale and you can get some serious trouble. You can get some serious trouble. 16 U.S.C. 1371. Title I, Conservation and Protection of Marine Mammals, Moratorium and Exceptions. This is all environmentalism, friends. This is all these whacks. These sick-minded individuals that are using the animals as a front to protect them from big bad man. Kill man, spare the animals. Kill man, spare the animals. Now do you understand why I call them the useful idiots that are being used to make way for the criminalization of those who do such things, violate such unlaws? Folks, these are reprobate minds. And these reprobate minds are responsible for calling forth protests when it comes again to Kentucky Fried Chicken and their cruelty to chickens. Matter of fact, I just had some chicken wings this morning. But folks, one has to ask what these young people have been subjected to, that they would overlook the slaughter of the innocent in the womb, Proverbs 6:17. Yet are willing to be made fools in the face of this contrived folly. Well, I can tell you the answer to that, because one need not look any further than to the parents that drop their kids off at public schools and the public school gate to be illegally indoctrinated by the federal government through global indoctrination schemes. Folks, you think International Baccalaureate, which was contrived in 1968 in Sweden, global initiative educational scheme, is bad? You think No Child Left Unindoctrinated was bad? Folks, you look at what Barack Hussein Obama's doing right now, it's nothing but confusion through something called Common Core. Bureaucrats, unqualified people, are creating these curriculums. Criminal minds are creating the curriculums. Criminal minds are being used to create these curriculums and for public schools. Go to Common Core, you'll know exactly what I'm talking about. It was Martin Luther that rightly said that the schools would be used to the gates of hell if they were not subjected to the Word of God, and he was exactly right. I'm afraid that the schools will prove the very gates of hell unless they diligently labor in explaining the Holy Scriptures and engraving them in the hearts of the youth, the young people, of course. That's not what they're teaching kids in public schools. Remember how I started the show off and I said that the philosophy in the classroom in one generation will be the philosophy taught in the government in the next? That's exactly what they want. They want the two ways to meet. Can you imagine what government's going to be like in the up-and-coming generation if we get there? You have the 60s and 70s burnt hippies that are our representatives today in this country. Can you imagine what the next generation of representatives are going to be like unless we get a hold of these righteous men? By the way, there's some good leaders out there. There's some good leaders out there that are willing to stand up. But again, friends, what we need to do is we need to be able to identify leadership, because you're probably not going to like everything they have to say, because they're getting back to that straight stick, which exposes your deviations. Folks, we're going to take a quick break. I'm afraid that the schools will prove the very gates of hell unless they diligently labor in explaining the Holy Scriptures and engraving them in the hearts of the youth. That great reformer, love him or hate him, he was right, Martin Luther. We're going to come right back. America's reprobate children, Cecil loving youth. 1-866-233-0747.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Not just an alternative to the mainstream media. We're the premier independent talk radio network. We are GCN.
Did you know that drinking pure, high alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code Silver2015 for 30% off of your entire order and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Folks, welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Bradley, you get on a topic, and then you go out into left field, and then you go out into right field, and you go into you go all over the place. Yep, that's having church. That's letting the Holy Ghost have church. When you go to a restaurant, friends, you bring your family with. It's not just one person you're feeding, right? You're feeding a whole bunch of people. Everybody wants something different because there's different things on the menu, and other people have different needs. I want people to understand that's how he operates. That's who the Holy Ghost is. He meets everybody as to where they're at. Those that hunger and thirst for righteousness shall be filled. So this isn't just about one person. This is about everybody. Yeah, one nation under God. You know, we the people. Yeah, there we go. Okay. United in the faith, in unity, by the Holy Ghost. Ephesians 4. Yep. No, gotcha. Edifying to those that are in the ministry for what? The work of the ministry. Yes. That's what we're doing. We're edifying everybody, exhorting, pushing you into the call of God. Here on the Sons of Liberty Radio.com. Talking about America's reprobate, Cecil loving youth protesters. I am Cecil. Getting back on track, Romans 1, 21 through 25. Read that when you get a moment. Then talking about reprobate children, these useful idiots, and that's really what they are. I wonder how many of these kids, these young people, sorry I said it again, these young people, these young adults, when they look back, I wonder if they're going to be embarrassed as to the things that they did and who they did it for. I hope they get there. I really do. And then right before the break, we got onto the fact that the slaughter of the innocent in the womb, what have these kids been subjected to? Folks, these young people, speaking of kids, I did a high school where this young girl, it was in Fargo, North Dakota, which has everything to do with the topic here, who came up to me and she said, Bradley, she goes, I have a real problem with where you stand on abortion. There's no debate, no long conversation. This is all I said. It's a good thing your mama doesn't. And it's a good thing your mama didn't. End of conversation. Her mouth drops to the floor, and she drags it with her as she walked away. Because she never thought about that. God's on your side, little girl. God's on your side. Now, if God did it for you, go ahead and do it for somebody else. That's real love. Do unto others as you would have them do unto you. Yes, I like that idea. Man, maybe we should teach the young people in this country things like that. Do you want someone stealing from you, kid? Nope, then don't steal from somebody else. Romans 13. Hey, husband, wife, you want someone cheating on your husband? You want someone cheating on your wife with someone else? Nope, then don't do it to them. You want someone attempting to take you out? Well, then don't attempt to take somebody else out. See, that is the fulfilling of the law, friends. Love. Looking out for one another. You like people lying to you? Nope, I don't like it. I can't stand it. There's one thing I can't stand. It's a liar and a thief. You want someone to lie to you? Nope, then don't lie to them. Do unto others as you would have them do unto you. You want someone looking out for you? Then walk in the law of love. Because I got to tell you something, friends, that's the best place to be in the whole world. By this we know that we love the children of God when we love God and keep His commandments. There you have it. I shared with you, friends, that kids in public schools, young people in public schools, when asking the question, what have these young people been subjected to that they'd overlooked the slaughter of the innocent in the womb and yet are willing to be made fools in the face of this contrived folly? Look to the parents. Look to the parents that drop their kids off at the public school gate to be illegally indoctrinated by the federal government through global indoctrinational schemes. Read Luke 7:35 and Article 10 of the Bill of Rights when you get a moment. When the American people come to the realization that the government has no business there whatsoever, you are the government, friends, then it'll stop. Matter of fact, these little protesters, these little reprobate children in America, do you know that while they're protesting saying, I am Cecil, do you know that it's okay for them to overlook the life of the innocent? And they agree in action with Planned Parenthood. Man, this organization has just been busted doing what? Selling human babies. Do you think that this is something new with these people? Nope, they've been busted. They've been uncovered. Because we have some brave souls that are willing to go in there and call them for who they are. Deal with them in such a fashion. Do you know that at the turn of the century, if a baby was killed, do you know that that person that killed that innocent baby? Well, before that, in the 1800s, they would have been killed themselves, of course. Boy, that puts the fear of God in people, right? Yep, it sure does. Puts the fear of God in others that they might not commit the crime. But if you were to kill an innocent baby, folks, you'd go to prison for 99 years. That was the maximum sentence. Or death, one of the two. But now just go ahead, man. Let's teach them how to commit the crime through Hollywood. We'll use a bunch of politicians that'll sell their souls to the devil, just like Judas did, for 30 pieces of silver. We'll teach the kids, we'll tell the Supreme Court to tell the people that it's free speech to teach their kids how to have immoral sexual relations, fornication, and adultery, or sodomites. Read 1 Corinthians 6:9. They shall not inherit the kingdom of God. We'll just tell them it's okay. We know that God said no, but we'll teach them that it's okay. And then we'll begin to put the word out there, half God said, half God said, half God said. Let's put questions out there. But here comes the Supreme Court and says, no, it's free speech. So Hollywood teaches the young people how to commit the crime. They go out and commit the act. And then once they conceive, they're taught by the same people to kill the fruit of their choice. And the reason they want you to do that is because they are just as guilty themselves. These are the people that agree with these organizations that are protesting America's reprobate children. These are those that agree. Small portion. But we know that Scripture tells us a little leaven leaveneth the whole lump. Scripture tells us that the foxes spoil the vine. Let's get rid of it. Let's go to the root, lay the axe to it. and drop it and quit dilly-dallying with a bunch of corrupt politicians who are making a little kickback off the murder of the innocent in the womb. Every one of them should be thrown in jail. Here, let me say that just for the record. Just in case you missed it. Every one of them should be thrown in jail, at least. At least. And folks, you're afraid of jihadists who are doing the same thing over in other countries, and you're calling for your government to go wipe them out? And yet you allow doctors, murderers, the twin brothers to Mengele, or Mengele, SS soldier, murderer, heinous crimes. And it's happening right in your own backyard. Every one of these people, including the President of the United States, should be thrown in prison, at least, for advocating the murder of the innocent in the womb. Every one of the representatives that failed to vote against it, concerning Planned Parenthood, should be thrown in jail, at least. At least. Well, that's a pity, those that commit such crimes. And crimes they are. Folks, there's personal sin that you'll reap, and there's national sin that you'll reap. And you can rest assured, you are going to reap calamity for this. But speaking of these that are protesting against Cecil, I'm sorry, not against Cecil, for Cecil, and against the man that shot Cecil. Just putting it into perspective here. These also agree with the Margaret Sangers of the world, who said that it was one of the most merciful things that a family can do, a large family does for one of its infant members, is to kill it. And by the way, this is nothing new neither. This information has been out there forever. So America, don't act like this was just uncovered. Don't act like really this was a choice that was given to the woman because the government said. A government that sanctions murder of its innocent has lost its soul. This has been going on for a long time in this country. And by the way, it's not on my watch. I wasn't even 10 years old. I wasn't even 7 years old when the Supreme Court said that it was okay for them to go ahead. It's a woman's choice to go ahead and kill their baby. Remember this whack job? This injustice, Ruth Bader Ginsburg, let's call him forth there. Let's call her for what she is. This liberal who's afraid that others might adapt to our Constitution, who's ashamed of the American Constitution when speaking over in Egypt. She should be charged and she should be imprisoned back when this first took place. Listen to what she said. Concerning abortion, she said, frankly, I thought that at the time Roe was decided, there was concern about population growth, and particularly growth in populations that we don't want to have too many of. She told on herself. But the American people, instead of taking it for what she did, where she blurted the truth out in her confusion, just thought, well, you know, they know better. That's what we put them there for. Yeah, but it's your responsibility to hold them and their feet to the fire concerning the Constitution. We're not to throw off the Constitution. We're to throw off the men and women that violate that Constitution. Let it go down on the record. Every one of them should be thrown in jail, at least. Every single one that has advocated the murder of a child in the womb, every single one of them. And by the way, that would be mercy. Because when you stand before a just and a holy God, it's not going to go down that way. The blood of the innocent will fall back upon the guilty. And you can bet your bottom dollar God hears the cry of the innocent. He's just looking for his church to actually stand up and give voice to it. We're going to come back and we're going to finish this off right after this segment. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, We ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of Liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, my name is Sue Biken. My association with Bradley Dean and his ministry has been a fantastic relationship. We love his ministry, and what he preaches sets everybody on fire because he's on fire for the Lord.
Become a son or daughter of Liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
We are a survival company. We manufacture our own line of Level 3 and Level 3A body armor. We proudly make our armor 100% in America. We have the best prices in the nation, about $125 cheaper than our nearest competitor. All lab certified, for thou art my rock and my fortress. Psalm 31:3. We are Fortress Survival LLC. .com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. By the way, friends, to all those that are actually not only hearers of the word, but doers as well, those that hear, you know, faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word of God, those that actually live out their faith and do what they hear, I can only do those things that which I hear my Father say. Not only can do those things that which my Father does, you know, the apostle said that in the book of Acts there. Well, this generation of young people that realize what the older generation has left off is standing up and doing the stuff concerning Planned Parenthood. It's not. I want to make a point here, and then I'm going to come back and give you a little good news here. Because I want you to be encouraged. I always do. Encouraged to those that are a partaker of the affliction and fight in which we are fighting, which is the good fight of faith. It's not good enough that these people that have advocated the murder of 60 million people, babies in this country, that it stops. You let these people go, they'll do it again and again and again. How many repeat offenders, folks? What's the percentage of repeat offenders that come out of jail that actually commit the crime again? Because they're encouraged to commit the crime again because it's a moneymaker. When you can look at these people behind the Planned Parenthoods of the world that can sit there and eat a salad and drink wine, talking about selling baby parts, if that doesn't fit the mindset of those back during the Nuremberg trials, nothing will. Because if you let these people go, they'll do it again. You need justice. You don't just look at Planned Parenthood and say, you know what, you need to fund it. No, that's not good enough. Are you kidding me? Hey, folks. That's not good enough. You need justice. You need to execute the laws concerning the crimes of innocent blood because they've never had the constitutional authority to sanction murder in the first place. Let's do a little ex post facto here, yeah? They know what they've done. Hey, folks, if someone committed a crime, let's say, murder back in the 30s. And they went MIA when they were being hunted down by the authorities. And they find him in 2015. Are they still going to charge him? Are they going to file charges for murder? Absolutely. Hey, folks, you know who they are. You know what needs to be done. And I'll tell you what, oftentimes the only thing that appeases God's wrath is the fact that you bring forth justice, America. Planned Parenthood, these organizations, these representatives that have advocated the murder of the innocent in the womb, you need justice, America. Because if you leave off justice, you mark my words, they'll do it again in another place on another day. You need justice. And you know what? They need justice. And people need to see what takes place when justice is commenced, when it's brought forth, when the hammer's dropped on their crimes. The American people need to see what the consequences of those that kill the innocent in the womb rightfully is. Hey, folks, they're trying to tell you we're going to bring down the law on you if you touch those flowers. We're going to bring the law down on you if you touch those whales. We're going to bring the law down on you if you touch those eagle eggs. Folks, which one's righteous and which one's unrighteous? Do you understand? Hey, folks, either you be killing sin or sins be killing you. You know, you've heard that saying, kill or be killed? Let me say it again. John Owens is exactly right. Either you're conquering or you're going to be conquered. There is no in-between. That's why Jesus said in Revelation 3, either you're hot or you're cold. If you're lukewarm, I'll spew you out of my mouth. Either you're set for the kingdom of God and His purposes, or you're not. There is no in-between. You know what these people need, friends? They need justice. In America, you need to give them justice. The McConnells, the Boehners, the Reeds, the Pelosis, the Barack Hussein Obamas, and folks, a plethora of other crimes that have been committed against you and your posterity. And I want you to understand something. Don't think that they don't mean it. You know what? The righteous in this land are saying the same things. Don't think we don't mean it, because we do. Here's a bit of good news for you. Alabama is now the third state to defund Planned Parenthood. Amen. And you know what? Notice it's the younger leaders that are actually shutting this down. It's the younger leaders. Alabama is now the third state, along with Louisiana and New Hampshire, to defund Planned Parenthood. But friends, I'm telling you now, that's not good enough. And when you start talking about that's not good enough, I'll tell you what, you're going to put the fear of God in them and fear of God in others that might want to commit the crime. Going back to America's reprobate children, Cecil-loving youth, the consummation. The fact that these people agree with the Margaret Sangers of the world should scare any normal human being. You know, it's interesting that I'm saying that, because last week I was talking about, we're going to get to the good cop, bad cop, and we're going to get to that soon enough here. But interestingly enough, I noticed that the young criminals that were brought into the courts, if they weren't giving the victims' families, the young criminals, the finger to the families that lost their kids to their crimes, if they weren't being laughed at by the criminals in the courtroom, laughing at the families in which they killed their children. You need to understand that the up-and-coming generation doesn't have fear when it comes to taking somebody out, because they've been taught nothing but that it's okay to do it. It's been taught nothing but to kill without remorse. They're laughing at justice. They're attacking the judges. They're going after the prosecutors. This is their respect for the law, friends. And you know what? When they understand that the law is not going to play with their crimes, I'll tell you what, they're not going to act in such a fashion. You know what they know? They know that their hand's going to be slapped. Matter of fact, there was one young man, just to prove the point, he was about 18 years old, where he beat his girlfriend's little 2-year-old kid to death over 2 and 3 days. He beat him to death. And his mother sat there and did nothing because of her love for her boyfriend that was beating her little 2-year-old to death. Well, interestingly enough, this good judge took note of his conversations when he was first charged. And you know what he told his mom after he was charged for killing at 16 years old, for killing this little 2-year-old boy? He said, "Mom, what are they going to do to a 16-year-old blonde little kid?" He goes, "That's all I have to do is cry in court and the judge is going to let me go." Yep, there's more compassion shown to the criminal and the predators in this country than there's the victims. And I am sick and tired of it. I'm zeroed out on it. And I'll tell you what, that's not a good place for corrupt government officials to put themselves neither. Because sooner or later, the American people are going to stand up and they're going to bring forth their own justice, and rightfully so. That is American government. That is America. That is patriotism. That is Christianity, because God commanded us to do just that. And folks, I want to let you know too, and I've shared with you in the past, but this is what's coming to my heart right now, is the fact that you have 2 cheeks, yes, and we're to turn the other cheek. But we only have 2, America. You've been smacked more than twice. America, you have been smacked more than twice. Enough is enough. The third time they're on their own, and they've already gone to the limit. Enough is enough. You need justice when it comes to these people. Execute the law against their crimes, because if you don't, they mean to execute lawlessness against your righteousness. The great Christian theologian G.K. Chesterton, Tim added this to this article, and I appreciate that, famously said, "Wherever there is animal worship, there is human sacrifice." What a sick, sick place to be. What a sick place to be, that your young people, again, small in number though they are, imagine what this is going to be like if they get to the position of ruling the roost. Whenever there is animal worship, there is human sacrifice. They mean to protect the animal and ignore the slaughter of their own kind. They're enemies to themselves, friends, in every sense of the word.
Well, you're absolutely right. We need justice. Justice is the guardian of liberty. If we don't have justice, we don't have anything. And this is a radio program and a ministry that's willing to speak forth the truth, such as you probably maybe have never heard before, for some of our new listeners. And we're proud to do it because we stand upon the Bible, the Constitution, and we stand on the side of right versus wrong, no matter what affiliate you are, what party you're from. We're Christocrats in everything that we do. And if you want to get behind us and support this ministry, please do go to sonsoflibertyradio.com, become a son or daughter of liberty, or sonsoflibertymedia.com. Join today. We appreciate all of your support.
Folks, we love you by what we do. 1 John 3:18, let's stand up for those babies, and let's bring forth the law and execution to judgment to establish righteousness concerning corruption in this filthy government. Love you.
Everyone says or does something silly once in a while, but once that embarrassing thing is on the internet, it can spread like a terrible rash. Put it to rest. Get a free expert analysis today from Reputation.com. It only takes 30 seconds. 800-831-0771. We protect your online image by helping to make sure that when people search for you or your business, they find the most current, accurate information possible. Reputation.com. Because word travels fast. Call for a free analysis today. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state in back taxes, you know they'll never stop coming after you. With bank levies, wage garnishments, they'll even seize your home or business. The good news? A government program for tax debt forgiveness. It's called the Fresh Start Initiative.
I'm Paul Sibley. With U.S. Tax Shield, we can help navigate the new laws, get you protected, and resolve your tax issues permanently.
Call the experts at U.S. Tax Shield now for your free consultation and get a guaranteed quote to resolve your case. Call 800-436-6451. That's 800-436-6451.